Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we celebrate today Saint Anselm, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury in England in the 11th century. One day, Saint Anselm was riding to his bishop's palace when he saw a little bunny running for his life, being chased by the dogs. The bunny ran under Saint Anselm's horse for refuge. The saint stopped the horse, and the dogs stood ready to attack and capture the helpless creature. The hunters who followed their dogs laughed at this funny sight. But our saint was not laughing. Instead, he was weeping and said, "This bunny reminded me of a poor sinner who is just upon the point of departing this life and who is surrounded with devils, waiting to carry away their prey." When the bunny ran off, Saint Anselm, under his episcopal authority, forbade the hunters to go after it. And the good bishop was obeyed. Not even the dogs went after the little scared bunny. Children, it's this kind of clemency to animals you see in saints. As you have heard often from this pulpit, Saint Francis of Assisi showed it many, many times. And a bishop, as Saint Anselm was, is always, like Jesus was, a good shepherd to his flock. And because Saint Anselm was the pastor and good shepherd of the English people, it reduced him to tears to think how his little lambs were in life danger by the attacks of the devils, tempting them to sin, as ferocious dogs were hunting the defenseless bunny. The Saint Anselm's pity towards the helpless bunny put to my mind one of Beatrix Potter's stories named The Tale of Benjamin Bunny. It's too long to be told from the pulpit, so you should ask your parents to read it to you. But in this story, Benjamin Bunny, together with his cousin Peter the Rabbit, returns to the garden of Mr. McGregor. And when Benjamin delays to gather some onions, the cousins come across a cat. As you children well know from our cats here, wherever there is a cat, that's a danger zone for little bunnies. So Benjamin and Peter hide under a basket, but the cat then sits on top of it, and the cousins stay trapped there for 5 hours, crying for distress and also because of the smell of onions. Children, in your life, you often face battles when you need to stand up and fight for the Catholic faith like saints did before you. But in your life, you have to know also when to flee and run away. When you are made a soldier of Christ in receiving the sacrament of confirmation, you are given grace to stand and defend bravely the holy Catholic faith. The Pope, at that time Blessed Urban II, called Saint Anselm once to attend a council and to defend Church's teaching about the Holy Ghost. There were some bishops who didn't believe Christ's words that he sends the Holy Ghost. As you heard yesterday, sometimes discussions about the Holy Trinity can become really hard. So Pope called aloud Saint Anselm, saying, "Anselm, our Father and our Master, where are you? The Pope had Saint Anselm sit next to him, asking to assist him in defending the Catholic Church against her enemies. And Saint Anselm spoke. He spoke with such eloquence and learning that he silenced the bad bishops. The whole council was such impressed that it pronounced God's curse to anyone who should afterwards raise doubts about Christ's words that he sends the Holy Ghost. Children, when someone attacks the Catholic faith, you must be like a fearless knight, strengthened by the sacrament of confirmation. As Saint Paul writes, "Now we be not children wavering and carried about with every wind of doctrine in the wickedness of men." But when the devil tries to tempt you to sin, that is, to do something which is forbidden by God, then it's time to flee and hide, like Benjamin Bunny hid from the cat. Saint Peter, the first pope, himself wrote, "Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour." Lion is really just a big cat, and if Saint Peter himself was scared of the devil, all the more reason you children have reason to fear devil and fear sin. It's because sin, especially big sin, mortal sin, is something which kills you. It does not kill your body, but it kills your soul, because it drives the Holy Ghost away from you. That is why Saint Anselm was crying when he saw the little bunny running for his life. He did not cry for the fate of the bunny. Of course, it was a sad thing to see too, but he cried because he thought all his faithful children in England who were driven away from God by the hounds of the devil. You see, children, the devil, even though the world often presents him as a funny caricature or a Halloween puppet, is something you should be afraid. If even Saint Peter, a big and strong fisherman and the head and chief of the Holy Church, was afraid of him, all the more reason you children need to make sure that if the devil ever tempts you to sin, you run away and hide from him like a little bunny hides from a big cat. Remember how heartbreak Saint Anselm was and how he was crying. There's no easier way to make your parents cry than if they would see you, after being first made a child of God in baptism, to drive the Holy Ghost away from you by committing a mortal sin. In case you wonder what happened to Benjamin and Peter, I don't want to spoil it to you, but the story does have a happy ending. In today's Gospel, our Lord calls us to be his witnesses in good works, and if we guard ourselves against sin for our whole lives, our life story will have a happy ending as well. Humility and obedience to your parents, teachers, and priests is what brings you the best possible reward, children. And it is again said in the best possible words in the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiasticus, "My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. A blasphemer is he who despises his father, accursed is he who angers his mother. But kindness to a father will not be forgotten. It will serve as a sin offering. It will take lasting root. In time of tribulation, it will be recalled to your advantage. Like warmth upon frost, it will melt away your sins. Saint Anselm of Canterbury, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.